Carla Frenzel wrote on our website concerning the NPR story, "As truce takes effect, Israel withdraws troops from Gaza." Carla's comment, "So NPR is now telling us what we need to know," quote unquote. "Fat chance that I would trust you to tell me what I need to know based on your extremely biased opinions." I don't know if you can tell from my reading, but that comment was written in all caps. Nini Rogan wrote about this week's Andy Wood commentary, "See What We Want to See." Andy's writing is always fascinating to me. Today's story was particularly relevant on many levels. Congrats on another wonderful piece. Listener Danielle Laborde wrote, "I've been searching for a program on the BBC aired this morning at 6 a.m. for a half hour on the WHQR and NPR websites. I did the same thing yesterday, trying to find a story on agricultural art that aired at about the same time. I've still not found either of these stories. Why is your website not more user-friendly? Listeners should be able to find what just played without getting a headache. I would appreciate any help you can give. Thank you." Ms. Laborde has brought a problem to our attention. We sympathize with her frustration and hope to be updating our link shortly with a link to the BBC for that program and some others we've discovered. Listeners should soon be able to find out more about each program we carry by clicking on the full schedule link on the right-hand column. That's the Now Playing section of our website. Thank you for letting us know of this problem. Listener Evelyn in Leland wrote, "My husband and I drive a Meals on Wheels route on Monday mornings. We usually listen to WHQR while driving. On Monday of this past week, it seemed that there were more messages about sponsorship of the station than classical music. Pat Marriott mentioned at least two, and sometimes three, sponsors in between each musical selection. I thought I was listening to a commercial radio station with more commercials than music. This is not what I signed up for with my pledge of support." In response, we depend on the support of members such as Evelyn for the majority of our support. However, business underwriting is very important to us as a means of keeping the station's budget healthy and our pledge drives as short as possible. We make every effort to present these messages tastefully and following FCC guidelines, avoid calls to action, pricing information, and other material often found in commercial radio. Thank you for letting us know of your concerns. This past Wednesday's Coastline was on the topic of sea level rise. Mary Ann from Wilmington sent a message during the show, "This is the first time that I have really been able to make sense of what we're talking about when we say sea level rise. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, you're doing an incredible job. It's a topic that is very difficult to understand. I enjoyed this local focus." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.